You're listening to Spice Radio, 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz, and we are speaking to Charlie Smith, the editor of Pancouver. Charlie, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks, Lynn-Karen. And you?
I'm doing well, Charlie, but I am very concerned about Kate Middleton, because that seems to be the story this week. Every time I log on to Twitter, well, technically I should call it X, there's always the hashtag KateGate. What's going on, Charlie? What do we know so far?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and that hashtag has had a shelf life that's longer than most, in that it keeps popping up week, day after day. It's trending, and one of the things is about her disappearance from public eye. Like, it's been quite a long time, and they said, okay, she had abdominal surgery, and normally, who knows how long that takes, but one of the commentators was saying, well, that normally is 6 weeks, and now we're into 3 months for alleged abdominal surgery. There's all sorts of speculation of what type of surgery. There's the odd story about the photo retouching that was done, and maybe this is just a matter of course, but it was exposed and became a big issue. And then you had all these other people like the Biden administration saying, we don't retouch photos. And that went around the world. There have been some completely unproven rumors that are circulating. It's almost become a conspiracy theory. And I think the pressure's building on the royal family is to have her make an appearance somewhere, in some way, because I think as things stand right now, it's just giving rise to all sorts of speculation, and doesn't appear that any of it is actually rooted in any reality, but I don't think it helps the confidence that the public has. And William is the future king. He has a constitutional role. And he's also doing a bunch of things himself, whether it's environmental or various charities. And so I think this disappearance is something that needs to be addressed. No, what do you think?
It clearly does. I mean, to me, I think the part of the story that is very strange is, okay, when this image was put out there, and then I obviously didn't notice any flaws, but then we did see a lot of news agencies say, hey, it looks like there is something wrong with this photo. We're not going to post it in our stories. And the part that was bizarre is that you had Kate Middleton like kind of put a statement out there saying, oh, sorry, you guys, I was playing with Photoshop a little bit, got carried away. I just thought that was even kind of strange in itself, because one would assume, right, when you're with the royal family, like they got an expert photographer probably, and now they have like an expert like Photoshopper. So that to me, I think just further...
Like, even if Photoshopping was happening, would she be doing it?
Yeah. So I'm just like, huh? So that's the part that's kind of made me go like, this is super strange. And to me, I feel like this whole thing could be solved if Kate Middleton just puts a little video out there or something. I think people want to see her and know that she's okay. And then her just saying, hey guys, okay, this is it. I'm here. All's good. I'm recovering. And that's it. It'd be done then. We'd stop talking about it.
Well, you've also got things like major news agencies like AFP, which is the French news service, saying that Kensington Palace is no longer a trusted source.
Oh, wow.
After the photo retouching. And so it's something's going on, and I hope it's not marital difficulties or more serious health issues, but it's very peculiar.
It is very peculiar. I hope we get some answers. Let's see. Otherwise, we're all just going to keep talking about this. Now, another story, Charlie, moving here to BC. Our government here has introduced the Public Health Accountability and Cost Recovery Act, which would allow the province to sue social media companies, vape producers, or even those selling highly caffeinated energy drinks that target kids. And there have been a lot of ongoing conversations of, how do we protect kids from these products? So what do you think of this?
Well, I think it's an election year, and it has to be seen kind of in that context. But at the same time, it's a serious initiative. The one thing I think David Eby is trying to appeal to is there are a whole bunch of voters out there where they don't pay a lot of attention to politics because they're so busy. And a lot of them are living in the suburbs. They're raising kids. They might be commuting long distances. And they don't even think about elections and dial in until the election gets closer. And this is a perfect policy for the, you know, the so-called soccer moms in the suburbs. And they're, you know, it's been said that there are three groups in politics that decide elections. One is new Canadians, second is young voters, and the third is the so-called soccer moms in the suburbs. And we see that in the states where the Republicans have not done so well with that group, and that has really helped the Democrats in congressional elections and Joe Biden in the presidential election. And I think David Eby's playing the same game here, where he knows that parents are worried about these social giants, social media giants, tobacco companies, drug companies, that do things that sometimes lead to harm to people, but particularly kids. And so he's saying, here in BC, we expect you to operate in a way that doesn't hurt people, period. And it also harkens back to the appearance of the social media CEOs before the congressional committee, and Mark Zuckerberg making that quite dramatic statement to the parents who had felt the harms. So I think there's kind of a straight line from what's been happening in the U.S. to what the BC government is doing. And the other thing, I think, for Nikki Sharma, the Attorney General, that she is kind of fashioning a reputation for herself as someone who's trying to stand up for average people, for women, with legislation targeting social media companies, and so this kind of fits within the way she's been operating as Attorney General. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. It's offering opportunities to sue companies. The BC government has had some success in suing the opioid companies and tobacco, in terms of covering health care costs. Sometimes these companies settle and throw some money at the government to get them to go away, but it does fatten the treasury. But at the same time, I think it's really a case of the politicians wanting to be seen for standing up for kids. Mm. And who knows what other initiatives we'll see in this area. But I think it changes the channel from always talking about school portables in Surrey.
Ah, okay, Charlie, let's see what happens there. Now, another story I'm excited, because we also had the creator of this interesting play that's going to be coming out, Dilka. You spoke to Lee Nazar. Tell us about your experience.
Yeah, Lee is quite a character and wants to write about queer Muslim joy, and is a playwright from Toronto. So Dilka will premiere at North Vancouver's Presentation House Theatre. And when Lee started, it was kind of doing a play about a video game and being queer and all of this. And it had no kind of racial or cultural component. And it kind of fell flat with peers at the University of Guelph, where Lee was studying theater. And one of the professors says, why don't you really ramp up the cultural component? And Lee at first thought, I'm not sure. Lee's, by the way, born in Karachi and moved to Canada at the age of two. And the family moved and immigrated. So Lee is a Canadian kid raised here, but also bicultural in terms of thoroughly understanding Pakistani culture and Sindhi culture in particular, because Lee's mother is Sindhi. The father is from Punjab area of Pakistan. So then it became, well, what do you do? You set it in a house, and no, let's go right into the kitchen. So the lead character is about to get married, an arranged marriage, making biryani for the family of the prospective groom, but the lead character is queer. And that creates all sorts of issues and honesty, and do they come out, and I think it's a story that Lee knows well. So I expect that it's well done and it'll be super authentic.
Oh, I think it's going to be awesome. It seems like a really sweet play. Charlie, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. You take care.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, my Karen.